Hello, ladies, gentlemen, and non-binary friends. Welcome to Multicultural TV Talk, a Media Village podcast where we bring you interviews with talent and creatives from across entertainment, discovering their stories and how they are changing the face of stardom across media. As always, I am your host, Juan Ayala. Thank you so much for tuning in. Now let's get to talking. You know, today's guest has Anthony Holmes on the NBC comedy Grand Crew. It's Aaron Jennings. Aaron, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for being here.
Hey, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
So I want to go down memory lane for a moment. So how did young Aaron know he wanted to become an actor? How did we get here today?
Good question. I guess I should start off by saying both of my parents are actors. So I was in and around the industry all of my life. My parents have friends who are also in the industry who are creatives. So the art world was something that I was very familiar with growing up. Now I definitely didn't see myself making a career out of acting growing up until I was about 10th grade, so about 15, when I made the decision to finally pursue my arts. And I dove right in, you know. And so from then on, it's been my only love, my main passion. And as I've deepened in the craft, my love has grown, you know. So I don't know if it's, I always say, which came first, the chicken or the egg? I think my parents being in the industry and being artists definitely had a lot to do with it, ultimately.
And because your parents were in the industry, did you sort of like grow up on sets or grow up in rehearsals, or did they try and keep you sort of like separate from it all?
Yeah, no, I mean, well, so they tried to keep me away from it as like a professional. Like, they didn't want me to do it as a child. They definitely don't believe in children being actors and being, you know, so professional and in the industry, ingrained in the industry. So they were definitely like, hey, you know, have your childhood. We want you to know what it's like just to be a normal teen. And then if it's something that you want to do later in life, then we'll be fully supportive of it. And they have been. But with that being said, I was always around sets, on sets. I was backstage. My parents were doing plays. They met back in New York, both doing Broadway and such. So, I definitely was familiar with it, and definitely no stranger to it. I mean, I used to go to auditions with my dad, for instance, and my mom, and you know, they'd have us like run lines with them and hold books. So it was an interesting childhood.
And so fast forwarding now to Grand Crew, I remember the pilot was initially announced, I think, in early 2020, and we all know what happened then in early 2020, yeah. If we can dare think back.
Wait, I'm not following. No, go
ahead. And, you know, they finally announced or they started casting the show. So what was your audition process like for the role?
Yeah, well, so funny enough, I actually first auditioned for Noah, I believe, and then went on to test for Wyatt. And then didn't get Wyatt. Justin Cunningham, who plays Wyatt, booked that role. Obviously, Echo Kellum plays Noah, the aforementioned. And then, so they asked me to come back. Phil, Augusta Jackson, and Dan Gore, the two EPs, asked me to come back to test for Anthony, which I did. And you know, the rest is history, as they say. But so, yeah, it was a pretty long process. I grew more and more in love with the project as I continued auditioning, as one does, I suppose. And it was one of those perfect situations that came together in the end. You know, I mean, you often hear in the industry, you know, they like you, they just want to find a place for you. And it doesn't always pan out that way, where you actually do, you know, get cast in some capacity. And so it was an awesome feeling to have been cast after all that hard work that was put in and, you know, all those opportunities and auditions. Yeah.
And, you know, NBC has such an incredible history of comedies. I mean, from, you know, Friends, Seinfeld, and The Office, and Parks and Rec. I'm curious, did you feel like there was any particular like pressure or weight while making the pilot or working on the first series, or did it really just feel like you were able to play?
No, I mean, I think more than anything, I feel like I was able to play. I mean, I think I had my own sort of doubts and insecurities maybe about stepping into a sitcom. But outside of that, I mean, the cast was so amazing. Phil's been so amazing. When I read the script, and as I read the script more and more, as I, like I said, you know, auditioned for the various characters, I just felt a kinship to it, you know what I mean? And so it was pretty easy to just step right into it and step into that world. I think it's a world that I'm somewhat familiar with, you know, being from LA myself, but then, you know, happening to live on the East Side or East Side adjacent, at least, it felt familiar, and it was, you know, it's been a joy to just be a part of the process and go to work every day and just have some fun.
Last year, you all got the renewal along with another new comedy on NBC that I love, American Auto. Here we are with season two. What would you say is the biggest difference in you as an actor comparing yourself now to like day one on the pilot? What have you learned the most in this process?
Yeah, well, I think what have I learned as myself as an actor or myself playing the role of Anthony? I think those are two.
Both.
Okay. Well, I think playing the role of Anthony, I'll just start there. I think what I've learned is that I just dropped more into who he is. I'm just more comfortable with who he is. He feels like he's more in my skin, I suppose. And so I think we've all, and by all of us, I mean all of the cast, sort of found our stride in many ways, as one does. You know, the more and more you get to inhabit a role, the more comfortable you become with it. And so that's been a really, really crazy, awesome experience. I've just enjoyed that. And thinking back on like maybe the first day that I started, like I said, there were a few insecurities, there were a few nerves, if you will. But a lot of that has completely gone, and it's just fun to just go to work. Now, as an actor, how I've grown, I think just the spirit of play, period, has just really taken over my craft. And so that extends to drama as well. You know, you obviously do your homework and you prep as best as you can, but then when you get to the set or when you get on stage, you have to be willing to let it all go and just really play and explore in the moment. And so that's what I've gained the most from, I think, in doing Grand Crew.
And without getting into spoilers, of course, you know, comedy spoilers aren't as like crucial, you know, but what are you most looking forward to for audiences to see this season with Anthony?
Well, you know, I think we left on some pretty cool cliffhangers, or especially as it pertains to Anthony. And so I think, you know, hopefully we'll get to answer those cliffhangers. And then outside of that, I think there's a lot of growth that you'll see Anthony go through this season. First season, his work was definitely the love of his life. And I think the second season, that gets challenged a little bit, is all I'll say, in many different ways. And ultimately contributes to his overall growth as a person and as a man. And so I'm just really excited for people to see that arc.
And, you know, with so many artists wearing many hats and being multifaceted, I'm curious, are there any aspects behind the scenes that you want to delve into with the show, whether it's writing an episode or maybe getting to direct one?
Absolutely. Thank you for asking. Yeah, no, I'm writing a short film right now that I hope to serve as a concept for a feature film that I'll also be directing. I also definitely want to do some directing in TV as well. So I have definitely been shadowing right now just to make that happen. We'll see what happens with the Grand Crew. Hopefully we get a few more seasons. And if that happens, then I definitely will be putting in my petition to direct an episode or two. So yes, definitely look out for some more projects from me as a writer as well as a director.
And I'm curious with, you know, you've done comedies, you've done a number of different types of genres and projects. Is there anything you haven't done yet that you hope to get into, like certain genres?
Yeah, there's a lot that I haven't done yet that I would love to do. I mean, look, I'd love to do an A24 film. I'd love to do a Marvel film, you know. There's so much out there. There's so much great content. There's so many limited series that I watch, you know, on various networks that I would love to be a part of. That maybe skew a little more dramatic. So there's so many stories to be told and so many different ways of telling those stories. And so I hope to be a part of as many of them as I can, you know, and that'll help me stretch as an artist. So definitely don't want to limit myself to just one thing.
And with the name of our show being Multicultural TV Talk, you know, we love to delve into representation. So what's an early memory you have of a show or a project or performance that made you feel represented for the first time?
Wow, that's a really good question. You know, I was always so lucky to, my parents always made it a point, and because they were in the industry, of showing me those particular films already that were made, if not by us, but for us, you know, and then obviously by us, for us, and by us, I mean the collective us, right? But to answer your question, man, what's one that sticks out? I just think right now what I can think of, and since we're talking about sitcoms, I think when I was growing up, I'm born in 89. And so I guess I'm a 90s baby technically. So at that point, there were just a lot of black sitcoms on air at that time, you know, whether it be the Marlins, the Wayans brothers, Jamie Foxx show, Martin, on and on and on, in Living Single. And so that was always awesome to grow up with, because you saw yourself represented. And then as an actor later on, I always knew, okay, this was possible. And so, yeah, I think back to those shows, I think mostly of just the 90s and early 2000s sitcoms, black sitcoms, you know. Yeah. Definitely, I don't think I realized it at the time, but definitely have shaped my sensibilities now. And yeah, I'm very grateful for those shows.
And if you could go back in time, and we're going to pretend it doesn't like change the timeline or anything, but if you could go in and you ran into 13-year-old Aaron and you could give them one piece of advice or words of wisdom, what would you say?
If I could go back and talk to my 13-year-old self, I would say, trust yourself. Trust yourself, trust yourself. Don't doubt yourself. And trust your inner compass, because it's very rarely wrong.
Awesome. Well, Aaron, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us. We've actually had some of your requests. So we had Phil on the show last year. We had Gracie. I interviewed Echo for my other podcast. And, you know, it's such a great, just joyous show. It's nice when you just need to laugh, you know, you need a casual hangout type of comedy like this. It reminds me so much of a show like Living Single, because it's just this group of friends and they're just hanging out and getting into ridiculous situations.
right, for sure. No, and like you said, you know, thank you for saying that. Thank you for your compliments. Thank you for watching. But, you know, like you said earlier, we've been through a lot as a society over these last few years. And so we do love and we do take pride in being able to provide joy in the world, you know, and give people, just even if it's 22 minutes of laughter, that makes a difference, hopefully. So thank you for watching and thank you for having me on. It's truly a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you so much. And if anyone wants to give you a follow on Instagram or anywhere on social media, where can they find you?
If you want to find me on social media, then you have to find me on Instagram at Aaron Taylor Jennings. And that is my only social media for right now. And then also, please, I don't know when this will air, but season 2 does air March 3rd. On NBC at 8:30 p.m. And then you can catch it on Peacock shortly thereafter. So please watch. And again, Juan, thank you for having me, man.
Yeah, absolutely. And folks, you know, you can follow us at Media Village Com on Instagram. Head over to mediavillage.com for all of our reviews, interviews, podcasts, and more. And you heard the man, Grand Crew. Season 2 airs new episodes Fridays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern on NBC and available to stream next day on Peacock. I'm Juan Ayala. This is Multicultural TV Talk. Thanks for joining us. Thank you.